When are we getting back to normal? That's what everybody wants to know. I'd like to know. Sam Toya is joining us again. We keep calling on Sam, the poor guy, all day long. Calls. Will you talk to the Rob Kahn Show, Sam? Will you talk to the Rob Kahn Show? President of the Illinois Restaurant Association and restaurateurs throughout Illinois, throughout the Chicago metropolitan area. I mean, it's turning into desperate times now because they are heading into the third calendar month in which there will have been no business. And let's say this whole thing lasts but 3 months total for them. Full 3 months, that's a quarter of the year. I mean, that's almost an impossible thing to come back for, especially some of these smaller businesses. First of all, your thought on and your conversations with health officials or the governor's office or anybody else on when this might start turning.
So thanks for having me on, Ro. Like I always say, one day at a time. Extremely challenging times out here for the restaurant industry here in the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois. So obviously, we saw that the governor put on stay at home until end of May. The mayor said that it could even go into June. So like you said, it could be 3 months before we open again. 50% of the restaurants are not doing no business at all. 50% are trying to do carry out, pick up, curbside pickup, but their sales are down 80%. We've been talking with the governor and his team, and we want to make sure that we hear what the scientists and the doctors have to say. Restaurateurs care about the health and safety of their team members and their customers, but the economic model will not work, Ro, when it's 50% or less occupancy. You know that more than anybody out here. You're one of our great guests of our restaurants here in our restaurant capital
hey,
of the
second.
United States. So,
yeah,
hey,
that's
Ro,
true.
I see you around town.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's true.
I haven't seen you in a while because we've been locked up.
Right, right. You would normally see me almost every night out somewhere.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
Really, and you think about what these restaurants and rely on that and the amount of money that people are spending. And I look at my credit card bills where I would normally see things that I'd be spending on that I'm not. I mean, you can't help but get spooked about what the economic reality on the other side of this is going to be when you say, well, can we really stop the U.S. economy in its tracks or the Chicago economy in its tracks for 1/4 of the year, and God forbid it goes even further than that or it comes back or whatever. But let's not think about that. Let's just think about what the ramp up would look like. If restaurants start to come back online, what are you as the Restaurant Association looking for here that you think, I mean, obviously these conversations have started. What do you think is a good way of getting your toes back in the water?
Well, again, I want to say that we want to hear what the scientists and doctors have to say. Obviously, there's a few states opening up now, like Georgia and Alaska and parts of some counties in Texas. So we want to see how they roll it out because we're still in shelter in place for another 5 weeks. But again, I don't see how the economic model will work for restaurants if we do 50% or less in occupancy, number one. Number two, again, we want to hear what the scientists and doctors have to say when it comes to gloves, when it comes to masks, when it comes to taking the temperature at the front door. We want to be at the table. We want to communicate. And again, because other states are opening their economies up, we will be able to see what they're doing in place. So the governor and the mayor they're getting their teams together. At the end of this week, we will start discussions. So we haven't been in discussion yet of what we want to see, but we want to see what everyone else is doing and do the right thing here, because that's what we do in Chicago. We do the right thing, and that's why we are the culinary capital of the United States. But I want your listeners to understand this. There was 588,000 people that work in the restaurant food service industry here in the state of Illinois. There's 321,000 people, Ro, and the restaurant employees that are on unemployment right now. 588,000, 321,000 right now are on unemployment.
And what is your anticipation of how many are going to get employed again of that, percentage-wise?
Okay, so the National Restaurant Association is putting some figures out there that up to 20, maybe even 25% of the restaurants will not open again. So take 20% off of 588. I mean, that's almost 120,000 people less in the industry. I don't know. There's 7,500 restaurants here in the city of Chicago. If it's 20%, and that's if we're lucky, that's, what, 1,500 restaurants that won't open. If it's 20% throughout the state, That's almost 5,000 restaurants that won't open. It's going to be a big hit. And remember, restaurant food services is, up until this pandemic came, the largest private sector employer here in the state of Illinois.
Okay, so you said a couple times now that if we have to go back and it's half the amount of seats available so people can be more spread out within the restaurant, that that's not sustainable for these restaurants. Is that true across the board, or is that true in certain types of restaurants? The little ma and pa restaurants are the ones that I think we're all most worried about because
– That's right.
You know, they're the ones, they don't have a huge savings, especially these chef-driven things that have been absolutely amazing in Chicago. You know, Sam, it's so, you run the Restaurant Association, so I'm preaching to the choir here, but I tell people all the time, if you want to try something really amazing, try something totally unique, you find these bring-your-own-bottle restaurants all over the northwest side and the west side of the city of Chicago and some on the south side of the city of Chicago that are just these are chef-driven concepts that are absolutely amazing. And what does that mean when it's chef-driven? That means it's a guy, a chef, and maybe a partner or two, or his spouse or his girlfriend or her boyfriend, whatever, getting together.
Right.
Deciding they're going to do something here. And they don't have the relationship with the bank to sustain. They don't have the relationship with their own bank account to sustain that. What's going to happen? And is there a way that we can focus on them in some way, or send some sort of energy of these packages coming out of Washington toward them?
Right. So let's talk about that. So we are an independent restaurant town. We're not like Tampa or Houston, where they're a chain restaurant town. And like you said, from neighborhoods like Logan Square to Avondale to Pilsen to Hyde Park to Little Village, you know, we have some great restaurants, and are independent because we are independent restaurant town. We are not a chain restaurant town. So there's no question that the CARES Act PPP loan, you know, we saw went to kind of the big players at first. So now there's a new round of money that's been released, and we're out here working with Cook County Board President Preckwinkle and her team to get to restaurateurs in Calumet City or Hillside or Wheeling or Melrose Park to try to help these small businesses get some of the money. What was good in the second part of the Paycheck Protection Program is $30 billion will be dedicated to small credit unions and banks with assets between $50 million and $10 million. Why is that good? Because that means little places like PayPal can also give some of these paycheck protection money out, program out to some of these small restaurants. But we got to get the word out there. My team was calling restaurants in the suburbs over the weekend, like I said, in Melrose Park and Calumet City, and these poor restaurateurs had no idea. And these small little restaurants, like I said, in Little Village or Jefferson Park or Rogers Park don't have any idea either. So we got to get the word out there. But this money could go really fast, and that's what our team have been working on.
So, Sam, what are some of the suggestions that you guys are talking about that would be sustainable for the restaurants and safe for the customers?
Okay, so obviously we realize that reopening is not going to be like turning on a light switch and we go back to everything normal overnight. This is America 2.0 we're going to be entering. So, again, there are states like Georgia, Alaska, counties in Texas, Kansas, they're starting to open up their economy. We're still shelter in place for another 5 weeks. So obviously we can see if they do what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong. Again, we want to hear what the scientists and doctors have to say, you know, but the restaurant economic model doesn't work with 50% or less occupancy. But is it mask? Is it taking the temperature at the front door? Is it making sure people have gloves on? Again, we're a very progressive city when it comes to health and sanitation, and like I said, America 2.0, that's what the customers want to make sure when they walk into a restaurant, that the health and sanitation in the restaurants are better than they've ever been.
Yeah, and the sanitation in the restaurants are very good. Illinois and the Chicago Department of Health and all the inspection system here is really, it's robust, and it's actually pretty strict compared to the rest of the country. You very rarely ever hear about foodborne illnesses out of restaurants in Chicago as compared to a lot of other cities that one can travel to where they don't have that reputation for sanitation. So that is true. Sam, you're 100% right. But the real question is, what if it's not 50%, and let's assume that people are going to be able to sit closer to each other, would the customers be required to wear masks? Obviously, the servers as it's starting and the RBRs and the people that are working around the restaurant, bartenders, are they going to be required to do that, at least in the beginning, do you think?
Possibly. Like I said, there's other states opening before us, so we will see what these other states do before we make a commitment one way or the other. But I can tell you, every restaurateur in the city of Chicago cares about the safety and health of their customers. But we want to make sure we hear what the scientists and doctors have to say. And I like to hear what some of your customers have to say. Again, we're going to see other states rolling this out first. The governor and the mayor, they are putting teams together to start talking about this. And that will be happening later on this week and the beginning of next week, so we can think how we roll out the opening of our economy here in Chicago and the state of Illinois.
All right. Sam Toy is with us, Illinois Restaurant Association. We're trying to figure out what it's going to look like when restaurants start to open back up here in the next month or so in the Chicago area, throughout the state of Illinois. It's obviously going to be different in different places. But we're also looking for your suggestions, because Sam will take that back to his restaurateurs. 312-981-7200. What did you say, Sam?
Communication and education is the key to success. So I want to know what your listeners think, because it's all about communication and education. And that's what we're doing right now, Ro. That's why I'm so happy to be on your show, so I can get some communication and education going on both ways.
Okay. Well said. Frank, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, Ro. One point I wanted to address was, when someone visits a restaurant, and let's say their bill comes out to $50 for two people, just for the sake of throwing a number out there, not 100% of that $50 that goes into the cash register goes to the restaurant. These restaurants are operating on small margins, and they have to pay for the food that they cooked to serve the customer, so they're actually buying the food from somebody else, cooking it, and then passing it on to the customer. And even if we're up to 50% capacity, that's still going to be a significant challenge that the restaurants are going to be up against to make money.
Right. No, that's true. And I think that we've addressed that, and I think that's absolutely accurate. And every restaurateur I talk to worries about that. They're already, first of all, the supply chains, we were just talking about this with Tom Skilling, the supply chains are completely messed up now as a result of this. And there are processing plants that are closing down, and it's not so much the supply chains to the grocery stores, because those needs are being met, but the restaurants are such a huge piece of the production in terms of fresh vegetables and meat and all the rest of it, and that piece of the business is gone, at least for the moment. What would make you feel safe, Frank, walking into a restaurant, though? What would you be looking for?
Well, what I've been doing, the pros and the cons, is that do I really want to go into an environment where the server comes up to my table and says, "Frank, what does it mean? What can I get you today?" You know, if I have to go to a restaurant and have a server with a mask, bartender with a mask, there would have to be tremendous spacing, I guess. I mean, I'm not that much paranoid about what's going on. What you said before about the meat packing plants closing down, we may run out of meat, but at least we won't have a shortage of vegetables or things that actually grow.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, again, those things often have to be packaged and they have to be processed before they get into our hands, and that's another situation. And you know, Sam, it's interesting you talked about the masks. That may throw people off, but those masks are designed to keep the customer safe, less so the actual server. So that's a big
absolutely role, and that's why, like I said, other states like Georgia, Alaska, they're opening up. We're going to see. They're opening up. Obviously, we're not even going to open up for maybe another 6 weeks. So we'll see how all this works, the social distancing, the mask, the gloves, before we open up our economy here in the city of Chicago. So we obviously can learn from the mistakes they do and the stuff they do right.
And
like I said, our scientists and doctors here in the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois will obviously weigh in with the governor and the mayor, and they will also get back to us what they think is right and what's not right.
Laura, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Laura.
Hey, Ro. Great to listen to you. You know, I miss going to a lot of the local restaurants here in Evanston. I live right on the border of Evanston in Chicago. But I have to tell you, just going to the Jewel is like gearing up for battle. You know, I put my mask on and my gloves and I take the paper towels. You know, I don't know if I'm ready to go in to a restaurant and have to, you know, it just doesn't sound pleasant. You know what I'm saying? We go to restaurants to have the atmosphere and just relax. I just think for me, it would take a while to feel comfortable again. You know, I may go to a coffee shop like a Starbucks. I definitely miss doing that, but I don't know. I'm a little, you know, worried about that. I want to enjoy my meal and not have to worry picking up the, you know, menus, going to the bathroom with my aerosol, you know, all of that. I don't know. Sounds a little
well,
scary.
What kind of, now, Sam Toya from the Illinois Restaurant Association, how can you address those concerns?
Well, obviously, they are concerns of ours as well, because the safety and health of both our team members and our customers, like yourself, is very, very important. But like you said, people go to restaurants for the experience. And are you going to get an experience like what you just described? That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to see. Again, we're, you know, shelter in place for another 6 weeks, at least 5 to 6 weeks. So hopefully we will learn from some of these other states that are opening up what worked and what didn't work. So that's a good thing that, you know what I mean, that we can learn from other states. But you're absolutely right. And that's why if we do occupancy at 50% or less, that doesn't work as well either. So there's a lot that we still have to look at, a lot that we have to be educated on. And this is why it's so good to hear customers like yourself, you know, listeners to roll here, give us what you see as well. But it's going to a restaurant, it's all about an experience.
Sorry for interrupting, but that's exactly the issue here. I think what we have to do, and Laura, thank you very much for the call. I think what we really need to do is to be honest about what the people are going to be thinking here. It's one thing to stick your head in the sand and go, okay, well, no, it's all going to be okay. But sometimes there are businesses that do that, and then they fail miserably because they did it that way. Let's get one in quickly before we go. Eduardo, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Eduardo.
Yeah, quickly, I'm going to miss the National Restaurant Convention in May. I go there every year. But my suggestion would be plexiglass. I saw this in Europe being advertised between the person you're sitting across at the table.
Yeah. Now, that is you're seeing plexiglass pop up everywhere, whether it's grocery stores or banks or other places where the customer and the workers interact with each other. And I don't know how they were able to get all that up so quickly. I mean, imagine the plexiglass companies and how busy they must be. But what about that? Is it possible, do you think, Sam, to do plexiglass between tables and with customers?
You know, anything's possible, Ro. Restaurateurs are the ultimate entrepreneurs. So they'll figure it out. And if it is plexiglass and if it works for their economic model, they will do it. Yeah. So, again, restaurateurs are the ultimate entrepreneur, and we will figure this out because that's what restaurateurs do. We will figure it out, but we don't want to sacrifice the safety and health of our customers and team members in the meantime.
All right. Sam Toya, Illinois Restaurant Association President, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Earl.